gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Happy Friday. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere to join the party. Speaking of joining the party, Friday's with Frangela.
Hooray!
In hour number three, we'll talk about torture members, waterboarding, credit cards, Miss California, American Idol, and they were on Oprah this week.
That's right.
Lots to talk about. Next week, by the way, don't miss a day. Tuesday, Larry King will be our guest live in the studio, Mama's dear friend.
Well, not live
or
in the
like
studio.
This. On whatever. Doesn't matter.
On ISDN.
The important thing is Mama will be on the CNN this Sunday on Reliable Sources with my friend Howard Kurtz this Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. All right. You can email us all there, executive producer Chris Lemoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Hey, speaking of voice deity Jim Ward, could I have my Masterpiece Theater music? Gary writes, hello, I just wanted to confirm this Jim Ward was the same one nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Biker Mice from Mars. Jim Ward is Imore the Crusher.
Was I Imore the Crusher? I don't think so.
I.
But there were two different Biker Mice things, I believe.
The important thing is the reason I brought it up is I got you that job.
And then there is another Jim Ward. So.
Voice guy Jim Ward?
Yeah.
In really? New York.
In Biker Mice from Mars?
I don't know. Not one we did out here, but
I've
heard of it.
Who got you that job?
Stephanie Miller.
That's right. Producers, big fans of the Stephanie Miller newscast. I played something in there. I got no Emmy nomination.
Well, that's where this liner came from.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
That's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay.
That's you. That's your fine voice acting.
Was that me?
That was you.
I actually ended up covering for Peter Strauss.
Yes, I worked with him. Rich man, poor man guy.
Right.
That's before, way before my time.
Oh, shush.
What?
All right. Lots of big...
TV in the 70s. Come on.
Exactly.
I was too young to watch something like that.
You couldn't turn on your TV without seeing Peter Strauss.
Explosive news. We have explosive news to get
what?
To. Representative Nancy Pelosi on the torture debate yesterday.
We are not using waterboarding. That's the only mention that they were not using it. And we now know that earlier they were. So, yes, I am saying that they are misleading, that the CIA was misleading the Congress.
Nancy Pelosi loading the liar cannon yesterday.
Well, I thought that was an awful press conference.
Who asked what you think?
Well,
all right.
She was scrambly. She didn't know what she was saying. She was backtracking on herself. It was just something is wrong there.
Pretty explosive allegation. All right. Eric Holder talking about releasing the prisoners from Gitmo.
The American people will be protected. Somebody who poses a danger to the United States will not be released. I'm answering your question. I'm giving you a direct answer.
Is it a yes, though?
A danger to the United States will not be released by this.
Okay, then they would not be released.
All right. Meanwhile, Dick Cheney spoke again. All I care about now is that we get that sitcom on the air. You know which one I'm talking about.
He's the president in residence. He's kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, that's my day. Life is hard. That's the price of fame. When you're president, everyone knows your name. Hey, what's that there? It's my day. I can't believe he's actually in the White House. That's on my own. That's my day.
But is he in a box?
Wow, Lester Stephen in San Francisco with the theme song for That's My Dick.
Yeah, that's from the final episode of That's My Bush when it became That's My Dick.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yes.
All right, Scott from Asheville, a fine American and the smartest boy in class this morning. Steph, what works? Cutting off shoplifters' hands would work. Handless shoplifters would not steal again, and the prospect of dismemberment would probably discourage others from slipping a pack of Twinkies in their pocket. So why don't we cut off shoplifters' hands? Simply and only because it would be wrong. It would violate well-understood American and Christian sense of morality of what's right. It's interesting that the Christian and political right, who constantly bemoan America's abandonment of absolute rights and wrongs, quickly become moral relativists themselves when they're frightened by terrorists. For the moral relativist of the right, it's okay for us to behave like barbarians, to become barbarians, in order to protect ourselves from barbarians.
Yeah.
Good grief. Scott Nashville. I don't know if he signs all his emails like that. Good grief, Charlie Brown.
Only if he's been watching Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes.
All right. Let's check some news we don't want to lose, shall we, kids?
Yippee. It's time for stand-up news. And now, here's anchor person Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. When news breaks here at Today's Broken, our top story. Obama urges Congress to act on credit card bill is the headline. President Obama urged Congress to quickly send him legislation ending abusive credit card practices. He said there's no doubt people need to accept responsibility. This is not free money. It's debt, and you should not take on more than you can handle. Still, his main purpose was to lobby Congress from afar to make it harder for credit card companies to hike interest rates precipitously, charge unfair late fees, and impose other impossible conditions on consumers. The president.
My fellow Americans, I come before you to speak of a grave injustice being perpetrated by our Congress. In these perilous times, we elected officials owe it to our constituents to be conscientious and transparent in our dealings in all matters of life. So I urge Congress to look sharp and attend to the credit card bill that is in front of them. I say to you, senators and congressmen, pay the damn thing already. Do you realize how much interest the Treasury is socking out every month because you're making the minimum payments when you make payments at all? Maybe you should have thought twice or three times about buying that new siding for the Capitol and putting the last T-note auction on your Visa. Here I am asking the American people to tighten their belts and live within their means, and you go around like a college freshman away from home for the first time, buying rounds in Cancun. Straighten up, you deadbeats. You're making me look like a chump. I'll put up with a lot. You can gut my stimulus bill. You can give the banks a squillion simoleons. But if you start rubbing off the cool from my image, you just don't know who you're f***ing with. Don't think I'm too mellow to put my size 12 old man comforts on a collision course with your tonsils from down below. Because, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. And finally, the CIA says it has denied a request by former Vice President Dick Cheney to declassify secret internal government memos that detail whether valuable intelligence was gained from the use of torture under the Bush administration. CIA spokesman said the request was turned down because the documents are the subject of pending litigation, which makes them not subject to declassification. We have dictators.
Actually, we have a CIA spokesman.
Oh, that guy. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We received a request from former Vice President Cheney to declassify and release memoranda that supposedly prove that the enhanced interrogation techniques we employed at his insistence did indeed result in useful information. We declined his request because of pending litigation. Of course, that's what we told him. You want to know the truth? We got a dozen sets we got stored down in the cellar, and we can't be picking which ones we're going to release until the last minute. You know, have to see which way the wind's blowing. See, we got a set that says it worked, we got a set that says it didn't work, we got a set that says we can't tell if it worked or not, and we got a set that says they tortured us to find out where Cheney keeps his spare hearts. We even have blank forms just in case we need to do a little revision. So don't get your hopes up, Mr. Vice President. The pieces of paper you want to see may or may not exist at any given time. Kind of like yourself, sir. Till December, then. Oh, sorry. Oh, it's the big guy himself. I better get this. Yes, sir. I see. I should what myself? You're kind of muffled, sir. It's as if you're talking to a travel mug or something. With the giant red star of Beetlejuice? Oh, I see. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, I'll get right on that. Okay, somebody get me a space suit and lots of Astroglide.
Yes.
That's all for stand-up news. I'm here all week to tell your friends.
Yes, Beetlejuice can be very big. And hot.
Yes.
Yeah, if you'd like
and
more...
And it's not the character from the movie.
No.
It's the actual star.
No, it's the actual star.
Check out Jim Ward's Apocryphal But True. There's a title ad on the Stephanie Miller website, stephaniemiller.com. Well, it's right there.
How about that?
Eh? I'll boot it. All right. Nancy Pelosi launching the liar cannon yesterday. I thought this was fairly explosive news. She denies she was told waterboarding was used on detainees, insisted the Bush administration had deliberately misled lawmakers. It's interesting, isn't it, Jim, how all of the Bush administration's, what's the word, lawbreaking kind of runs into each other. Wherein it seems that they were using torture to get bad intelligence about Iraq being okay, you know, connected to Al-Qaeda. Yes.
They wanted the bad intelligence.
Yes. So they were using the illegal techniques to get us into the illegal war.
Right.
Interesting.
Much the way the North Koreans waterboarded our guys to get false information using
yes.
Show trials.
Yes.
Almost as if they knew what they were doing.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So, you know.
Incompetence my ass.
But Nancy Pelosi was connecting some of those dots that, the, you know, clearly this was the same thing. This was what we said yesterday. It's the same thing as the WMD. It was twisted. It was, they misled Congress. They twisted intelligence. Mm-hmm. They misrepresented. They out-and-out lied. She accused the CIA of misrepresenting what was going on with the questioning of terrorism suspects. She said, we were told that they had legal opinions that it was legal, and we were not told about other legal opinions to the contrary. We were just like they cherry-picked the Iraq intelligence.
Huh.
We were told specifically that waterboarding was not being used. Plus, she said she later learned from other members of Congress about the CIA use of waterboarding. Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Nancy Pelosi yesterday at the press conference.
He said that the committee chair and ranking member and appropriate staff had been briefed that these techniques were now being used.
So then, you know, this is what she talked about, the same thing we've been talking about, that they're trying to make her the issue. I mean, that's all the Republicans have at this point. Nancy Pelosi.
No letter could change the policy. It was clear we had to change the leadership in Congress and in the White House. That was my job.
Okay, so here's the thing, Christopher, that I thought, listen, lends credence to what she said. She said release the briefings. She's obviously not afraid to back up what she's saying. Yes. Mm-hmm.
What they briefed us on, and perhaps they should release the briefings. That, I would be very happy if they would release the briefings. And then you will see what they briefed in one time and one time in another, House and Senate and the rest. And perhaps with the intense interest that this has generated because of the distraction that the Republicans want to cause with this, then you can make a judgment yourself about what you think these briefings were. But I'm telling you that they talked about interrogations that they had done and said, we want to use enhanced techniques, and we have legal opinions that say that they are okay. We are not using waterboarding. That's the only mention that they were not using it. And we now know that earlier they were. So yes, I am saying that they are misleading, that the CIA was misleading the Congress. And at the same time, the administration was misleading the Congress on the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, to which I said,
thank you.
Yeah, this intelligence does not support the imminent threat, to which the press asked the same question you just did now. Are you accusing them of lying? I said, I'm just stating a fact.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we're saying.
You're a lying sack of crap.
You know, that's the thing. It's time to stop pussyfooting around this stuff. This is what we've been saying all along, and this story just gets bigger and bigger, in my opinion. In what areas, how is this not illegal to lie to Congress to get into a war? How is it not illegal to order a torture, which we know is illegal?
Mm-hmm. And by trying to ensnare Nancy Pelosi, they're essentially admitting that it was illegal and wrong.
But this is exactly...
Yeah, it's all her fault because she knew something bad.
Right, but she makes the important point. This is exactly like the WMD. We all saw the same intelligence.
No.
You lied to Congress. You showed them twisted and cherry-picked and out-and-out lies is what you showed them. Nancy Pelosi again.
All the briefings that I have received, at this same time they were misinforming earlier.
Madam Speaker, just to be clear, you're accusing the CIA of lying to you in September of 2002.
Misleading the Congress of the United States. They misrepresented every step of the way.
I don't think it could be clearer than that. All right, 20 minutes after the hour.
That's a really big charge. I hope that she can back it up.
Well, how much more clear can you be than release the briefings? I would like you to release the briefings. To me, that's someone with nothing to hide. 20 minutes after the hour, back
or
with more.
Or she's calling a bluff.
Back with more.
I just got a bad impression from that press conference yesterday.
Let me get rid of a mook, and I'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Beth in Minneapolis on the economy. Hi, Beth.
Hi. Good morning, Steffi.
Good morning.
I was thinking this morning, hearing about how the CIA lied to Nancy Pelosi. Actually, this isn't so much about the economy. I guess I talked to Rebecca about that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is about the CIA. We should think back to when George Bush first came into office, and the CIA was purged at that time. The career CIA people who really cared about the truth left the organization.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we were left with people who were more in line with what Bush wanted. And
right.
So who knows what happened, what Nancy Pelosi was told. But she was told by a bureaucrat who was a true believer.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
And the ones who didn't resign were forced out, like Valerie Plame.
Yeah, and by the way, Bush didn't order it, Cheney did.
You ordered the code red.
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
Damn right I did!
I've been asking for that drop for the longest time. Okay. Ebony in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Ebony.
Hi. Good morning, sweets. I am calling because I'm going to have to totally agree with the MOOC. I'm not buying it. Sorry. I saw the same press conference.
Yeah.
I think she's calling bluff.
I think she is bluffing, and someone, I hope, yeah. Well, someone's going to call her bluff.
Yeah.
Well,
what? So how? How are they going to release the briefing papers?
They may.
Well, that's the thing. I think she knows that they can't, you know, and as
that's
the
true.
Official horticulturalist of all things legal and illegal for the Stephanie Miller Show, I think that she's smoking something.
Smoking something? Well, that's quite a charge.
She is from San Francisco.
She is. Well, and also, we need to legalize pot to pay off our enormous deficit here in California. So if she is,
yeah.
Good for her.
Did you watch the entire press conference or just the chunk that Keith played last night?
I watched chunks on different channels.
Okay. I watched the entire press conference, and it was scrambly. She's trying to cover tracks or something.
Here's
another
chunk.
The idea that we got from you was that you were never told that waterboarding was being used. But now we know that later in February, you were told. It wasn't in that briefing, but you were told. So
no, by the time we were told, we are finding out that it's been used before. You know, in other words, that was beyond the point.
Why didn't you tell us at that
when
April
I told you what my briefing was? And our briefing was
that you had been told, just not at that particular briefing. Because you're very adamant that you didn't know if waterboarding was used.
That is right. The point is that I wasn't briefed. I was told, informed that someone else had been briefed about it.
The point again, Chris, you're falling into the Republican trap. The point is not how was her performance in the press conference and what did she know?
When did she know it?
Yes, exactly.
Because it was all her idea.
Exactly, like Kit Bond said.
There are many things that could have been done. Bringing in the leadership, even going to the floor of the House using the protection of the speech and debate clause. To raise questions about it and to raise objections. There are efforts that you can make in the appropriations process to stop that. There are a whole range of actions, and she did not take them.
Ah, and weirdly, neither did any Republicans, but he didn't mention any of them, did he? Interesting.
Oh, yeah, but she didn't stop it.
28 minutes after the hour, back with more on this debate. Other right-wing tools besides Chris as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I like her.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Stephanie in Madison on Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Hello, Steph.
Hey, guys. Now, okay. I don't know this dude's name other than Russ Feingold. Also spoke about this. I heard it on Chicken Noodle News. But... some other guy, like a congressman or senator who's more anal than me, takes notes at everything, and he has his little notebook saying the same damn thing. And I'm not a fan of Nancy, but if this guy and Russ says it, I'm going to go along with him.
And it's gold. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I hear you. Let's go to Susan in Seattle on Pelosi as well. Hey, Suze.
Hi, good morning,
Stephanie. Good morning.
Hey, listen, I just want to tell Chris, you need to lighten up on Nancy Pelosi. She's just gotten back from, Iraq. It was obvious she was tired and what she was fumbling.
Well, yeah, that's
scrambling.
Well, then she should have taken a nap before before holding a press conference this major.
You know what?
The issue is not Nancy Pelosi's performance in front of cameras. You know, the issue is
she didn't take a nap. It's all her fault.
Oh, please.
I'm kidding.
Also, all right.
Listen, another thing is I'm reading here on Huffington Post, top PAL aide Wilkerson, torture help build case for Iraq.
Yes.
So I want to take a look at that.
Thank you. Just a skosh bit explosive, if you ask me. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I think she was just tired, but I thought she was pretty convincing, except she did look tired and she was fumbling.
Yeah. But I mean, that's what I'm saying is this is exactly what the Republicans are trying to do, make her the issue. How is she the issue?
She was one of the,
as they call it, the Gang of Four. There's nothing they could have done about it anyway. You know, it's like, you know, anyway. So whether, you know, she was great on camera one day or not is not the issue.
I hope I'm wrong.
Barbara in Los Angeles on Nancy. Hello.
Hey, Stephanie, you said something very, very profound when you said to Chris that, oh, you're buying, you're drinking the Kool-Aid.
You know what, I take issue with that because I'm looking at it from an independent point of view, okay? I am not buying any kind of Kool-Aid whatsoever. That's rather insulting that you're suggesting that I haven't seen it from both sides.
Oh, Stephanie said it. You're falling into the trap. And all I have to say,
Barbara, don't be
Nancy
insulting.
I'm not trying to insult you, Chris. I'm saying that you're falling into the trap based on what you said.
Yeah, I think her point is, what difference does it make whether she gave a great on-camera performance?
Exactly.
She said they were not waterboarding. Release the briefing papers. How much more clearly can you say it?
I hope she can back it up.
Let me get my point out. It's statements like that. If you hope she can back it up, I hope the CIA can back it up. Okay, because I will tell you it was Bob Graham, that's the senator who kept the copious, perfect notes. Bob Graham, okay? If Bob Graham and Feingold, I'll err on their side every single time. And Nancy Pelosi is a very, very smart woman. She is not a stupid woman. She does not make those kind of mistakes. When she said that impeachment was off the table, she took flack and she took it. And she has always said, I am the whipping boy.
And Barbara, who are they?
They've always put her in the cross. And she's always said, that's my job.
But Barbara, you know, to me, you know, who are they kidding? The Boner, John Boner says, it's hard for me to imagine anyone in the intelligence area would ever mislead a member of Congress. It's like, what? Do they think we missed the whole WMD debate?
Are they talking about what did Rachel have on their show last night? That guy talking about that, whatever the guy is in Iraq, saying that he got that directly from Cheney's office, directly came these orders for them to waterboard somebody over there in Iraq. You know, you'll figure out the details. My point is, what are they talking about all day? Nancy Pelosi.
Yep.
What did she know? There's nothing actionable, and nobody happens to mention the fact that she was restrained by law. It was classified information. Nobody talks about, why didn't she do this, and why didn't she do this, and why didn't she just make herself vulnerable?
And let's not forget the rather major point that they told her exactly the opposite of what people are saying they told her.
Exactly.
There you go. All right, Sue in Rockville, Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, I'm going to add to this also. My frustration is that people are such morons and have such short memories.
Yep.
Does anyone remember the climate in 2002 and 2003?
Oh, yeah.
If you said anything that would be interpreted, you were a terrorist lover, you were a treasonous, you were unpatriotic. The Democrats were told to shut the hell up. They were the minority party. Nancy Pelosi was not the Speaker of the House. That didn't happen until January of 07. They were told whatever they were told. They were told the minimum. They were lied to.
Yep.
And then it was shut the hell up.
You know, Sue, I think the drug-addled gas bag.
Ridiculous.
The drug-addled gas bag said it best.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Just shut up! Just go away, bury yourselves in your rat holes, and don't come out till you win an election. When you win an election, you can put all these socialist wackos like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer all over the court. But until then, shut up!
Well, and the thing is, I think people now just have to remember, what was the climate? Everyone's thinking back 30 days. It doesn't matter who said. Go back in time and read what happened. Why was
Right. Yep.
I mean, for God's sakes, this is ridiculous. Okay? Yep. Torture is wrong. I've told you my parents' story. My father didn't go back to Germany until the early 60s to testify. It took 15 to 20 years to start to bring the Nazis, those Nazis, to account. Mm-hmm. Is that how long this country is willing to wait until we do the sunlight?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I hear you. I hear you. George in Tempe, Arizona, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Well, you know, I've kind of got to defend Chris here. I'm no lover of Nancy Pelosi. And I'm no right-wing tool either, but, you know, I don't trust her as far as I can throw a cheesecake underwater. There's something wrong
there. Have you ever actually tried that?
Yeah, well, no, I haven't, but I don't think it would go very far.
No.
But you know what? Think about this. What do you think she's thinking right now about taking impeachment off the table?
There you go.
What do you mean?
You know, impeachment's off the table.
Yeah.
First thing she said.
Yeah. Oh, listen, we loudly criticize that, you know.
Right, and I think that there's something more to this. I just think that Nancy Pelosi is not the person you're going to trust in this situation. That doesn't mean that
and you're right. No, and you're right, George. This is what we talked about. It's like, oh, we can't seem too partisan. It's like, these are war crimes. You know, that's why impeachment shouldn't have been off the table, not because we're just in some sort of partisan snit. It's because this administration started an illegal war using illegal techniques. And you know, if we don't stand up, you know, like Sue said, how long are we going to wait?
Well, but all those things are true, and that's the reason why I'm concerned about what she's saying now, because this is like a little bit too little too late for her. You know, why hasn't she been saying more and doing more all along? Mm-hmm. And I do understand the tenor was different back when this occurred. There's no question it was very difficult to stand up and say something. But still, there's just something going on.
She's not the issue.
You got to wonder how many people have been just co-opted, whether they have, you know, pictures of them with a goat or something, or some more likely something financial.
The CIA probably
the Stephanie
does.
Miller, the Stephanie Miller Show has no information of any kind on Nancy Pelosi's affection for goats.
But if anybody's going to have a picture of a congressperson with a goat, it's going to be the CIA.
Especially the right-wing elements in the CIA, since a lot of the good people were purged, as someone was saying earlier.
Bob in Tucson on Pelosi. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Mooch. Hi, Steph.
Hello.
I'm kind of calling to defend Chris.
Tools?
No, the deal
no, it's
is,
not a tool thing.
I'm with you guys 100%. You're all I listen to, unless I want to get pissed off and listen to Hannity.
Oh, don't do that. No. We listen so you don't have to.
But thank you. But just the only thing I know about the press conference that she did are the sound bites that you played, and those alone just made me feel very uncomfortable.
Why?
And you guys.
Why?
Meaning I'm just the way she was. I didn't see her body language. I just heard her stumbling.
Who cares?
Well, no, because you see, that's what we talked about all
visual,
the election when we talked about the debates, and myself included, talked about how McCain was stumbling, and we made a point of that. Well, something's wrong because he can't get a sentence out.
Visual
well,
and audio body language mean
that's
a lot.
Because he was old.
Yes,
this is because Nancy Pelosi has jet lag. She just got off a plane from Iraq.
This is bad. That was bad ideas delivered badly. Let me tell you, Bob, how I can help you. I will spoon feed you like a baby bird. You're Sean Hannity, so you don't ever have to leave me.
Every time the San Francisco speaker opens her mouth, the ice melts a little bit more beneath her feet, and it's not the global warming that she is obsessed with. No, this speaker of the House is falling victim to her own casual relationship with the truth.
There you go, Bob.
I have to go now.
Okay.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
See, I feed it to you in digestible little baby-sized bits. 42 minutes after the hour, back with more right-wing tools other than Chris and what they think about the Pelosi press conference on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Now, that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Wonder if Young MC is listening online.
Young MC?
He might be.
The official rapper of the Stephanie Miller
Show. That's right. He's a fan.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, boys.
All because I asked, where is Young MC?
47. Because someone made an old joke about me. They said, you're so old, you still think Young MC is young.
Yes.
And then he called.
He called.
So
he was listening, which was kind of freaky.
1-800-STEP-1-2.
Actually, I made that joke.
The phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Kirk, the smartest boy in class this morning, says, trying to blame Pelosi for the torture is like a shoplifter blaming security at the store. They should have stopped me. Okay. Thank you, Kirk.
Why didn't you stop me, you idiots?
The fact that she's asking for a truth commission and for them to release the briefing papers tells me she has nothing to hide. That's what I'm saying.
Lavender. She may be bluffing. That's what I'm saying.
You are the official reigner of on of my parade.
Look, she knows that she's in deep, deep trouble right now.
She's not in deep trouble. She didn't order the torture. She didn't order the code red. Lavender Pitt, the official...
You ordered the code red.
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
Damn right I did!
Lavender Pitt in Tucson, the official roller derby queen of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Morning, Mama. Morning, Moo.
Hello.
I have been listening for exactly a total of 3 minutes this morning, and everybody has their knickers all twisted.
He started it. Chris started it.
I thought I would inject a moment of zen and remind everybody that the Dalai Lama says, thank you. The Dalai Lama says that every frustration is an opportunity to practice the art of patience, and that is often rewarded when we stop to consider that Karl Rove just had to testify under oath for the very first time. Yeah, no kidding. Concerning the U.S. attorney firing.
Yes.
He will be wearing orange.
Oh.
I mean, in 1999, I remember saying to Mr. Pitt, oh, my God, are they really going to elect that clown? And eventually that clown did go away, and that was an absolutely charming opportunity to practice the art of patience.
Yes. He will be meeting with the special prosecutor today, Tubby McTreason will.
Probably.
And no pickle barrel of a man was ever more deserving of being under oath.
All right, thank you.
He'll probably claim executive privilege.
We'll see. All right. Let's try Drew in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hello, Drew.
Hola, mamacita. How are you?
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Hey, real quick, this morning on that show on MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell was on speaking about Barry Goldwater in 84. I don't remember if he was a Senate majority leader or minority leader. He testified that the CIA lied to him about mining Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's not a stretch that Pelosi stretch here.
That's what I mean about boner blubbering about, that's hard for me to believe, but anybody doesn't see they would ever mislead a member of Congress.
All the time, of course they do.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's their job. The inscription at CIA headquarters, "The truth will set you free," is meant to be ironic. You're not supposed to take it literally. I mean, the
Republicans, irony deficient, as you know. All right, let's go to, where are we here? Tony in Fort Lauderdale, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, no,
Bravo,
I'm always
Chris.
Here. No need to welcome me.
Bravo, Chris. I commend you. I'm not shocked, but I wish more people on both sides would take your approach. Listen, you could just tell by the media yesterday. They smell blood in the water. They were all over her like you know what. And the point is, asked her, are you accusing the CIA of lying? And she got so caught up, she said, yes, they misled us. Well, which is it? Maybe she interpreted it wrong. Did anybody think of that?
Oh, please. Oh, please.
What? He was going to explain.
I can have Kit Bond say it as well. She misremembered. That must be what
I'm afraid she's disremembered what she went through.
Is that even a word?
We've had not only the records from the CIA, but the contemporary who were there with her had other views on it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see that.
Yeah, let's see it then.
Yes, I would like to see it.
As she said.
No more of this he said, she said. I want to see documents.
I think the speaker's comments continue to raise more questions than provide answers. And I've dealt with our intelligence professionals for the last 3.5 years on a almost daily basis. And it's hard for me to imagine that anyone in our intelligence would ever mislead a member of Congress.
Yeah, I bought everything they said and the undercoating and the extended warranty. Should I not?
There are people within the CIA that were pushing very hard for this war, knowing full well it was nonsense, that Hussein didn't have weapons of mass destruction. And that wasn't the real reason we were going in anyway.
You know, you got to hand it to the Republicans. I mean, it really is stunning. Why are we even talking about Nancy Pelosi?
Exactly.
What difference does it even make? It's like, what?
It's a huge distraction.
Because she gave a press conference. Because she gave a press conference yesterday, that's why we're talking about her.
Because she had to respond.
Yes.
She was been in Iraq.
This
is the first chance she's had to respond. She's been in Iraq. They've been dragging her over the coals for days now.
And if she didn't have a press conference, they'd say, well, why isn't she having a press conference?
Why is she hiding?
Why is she talking? What does she have to hide?
Yeah. I mean, I look, it really is stunning that, you know, they're, I don't even understand what we're arguing about. Waterboarding is illegal. It is torture.
It's terror.
She had nothing to do with it. You know, it's like, what is it even?
You think I don't know that?
Okay. All right. Julian in St. Petersburg, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, Stephanie. First off, I just want to tell you, baby, that you got the trifecta. You're like my woman. You're pretty, you're smart, you're funny.
Oh, wow, all right. Thank you.
Yes. Mm. Well, the point that I wanted to make was, did we forget about the warrantless wiretapping that the Republicans did on the Democrats?
Yeah, I guess
that. And the fact that, you know, maybe Nancy Pelosi is holding something back because they got something on her. And we got to think about these things, you know,
because
so many Dems went along with the Republicans and we all sat there and wondered why or how.
Right. Yeah. No, Jim, you would frequently ask, do they have pictures of Democrats with something?
The CIA actually was blackmailing Hoover because they supposedly had pictures of him with Clyde Tolson.
Oh, dear.
His assistant, quote unquote. A very personal assistant, as it turns out.
As it turns out. Keith in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Steph Mooks. Loves me some Mama and the Mooks there.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, and shout out to Jim. Keep on with the 9/11 truth. But I'm calling to defend Chris. I think, you know, it's, you know, we should never, you know, we should keep in mind that the real culprits are the Bush administration and the Republicans, and it's unfortunate that they're using this Nancy Pelosi thing as a distraction. But I think he's keeping two thoughts in his head at the same time. She, you know, even if she thought that they weren't using torture, they were saying that they could use it if they wanted to. And why wasn't her hair on fire shouting about it then, along with everybody else in Congress that knew?
Well, look, I think I said early on that if she must be thrown under the bus, if in fact she was complicit, then I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
you know, that's the thing. Is like, why are the Republicans pretending like we are looking at war crimes. This is really serious, you know.
Let's see all the documents.
Yes, exactly. Fred Barnes on the Britt Baer Show.
Nancy Pelosi's in a hole, and she keeps digging deeper and deeper and deeper.
Uh-huh.
I mean, today was, boy, she was really digging herself in there a lot more.
Yeah, wow. It's like she ordered the code red. Let's go to Chris in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Love you, Mama and the Mookage.
Love you back.
I just wanted to put it in perspective that there is nobody in the Congress who does not exist in a milieu where you have to sip the Kool-Aid at some time, and they're all walking ankle deep in poop. So at some point, somebody's going to do something or say something that points out that there's something behind it, either a special interest or a deal going on. There's been nobody in Congress you can completely trust since Jimmy Stewart made the movie.
Yeah, only Jimmy Stewart. Tracy in Kansas City, Missouri. Hello, Trace.
My issue, I'm just thinking about if impeachment had happened, wouldn't we end up with Dick Cheney as a president, possibly?
Yeah, there was that. That's why we said it's got to be both of them. Marcy in Santa Fe, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on Pelosi. Hey, Marcy.
Hey, my mooks.
Hello.
Listen, we have all been so desensitized to these lies that Fox puts out there.
Yep.
And, you know, it's so hard to see the truth. And so I need to really stick up for Chris because he, like many of us, is suffering from post-Fox stress.
Exactly.
PFSD.
Fox derangement syndrome.
No, you know what? I watch 2 hours of CNN a day, 3 hours of Fox News a day, and 1 hour of MSNBC a day. So I get a balanced diet, if you will.
Well, you know what, though? CNN and MSNBC, except for Keith and Rachel.
I watch Keith.
I know, but they are just, you know, they have so much influence from Fox. The entire media do.
Yep.
And so that's what we have to keep in mind. You know, and I don't blame you for seeing all sides. I mean, it's possible Nancy's lying. Of course it is. But Fox just permeates everything.
Yep, absolutely. You know, because Bill O'Reilly told you. That's why, producer Chris. Because Bill O'Reilly told you.
I think that most people understand that Ms. Pelosi is not telling the truth at this point. Mm-hmm. Now, how bad it is or what it is, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't possibly say. What happens now? Can anything happen to her?
Oh, yeah. She should be prosecuted because what the... What the fox? 57 minutes after the hour. Jay Leno moving to 10 p.m. every weeknight. We'll hear how he feels about it next in Tinsel Talk on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Happy Friday. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Fridays with Frangela next hour. They were on Oprah this week. We will talk about that and all things politics and pop culture. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoie, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Oh, the president talking about credit card reform yesterday.
Enough's enough. It's time for strong, reliable protections for our consumers. It's time for reform. It's time for reform that's built on transparency and accountability and mutual responsibility. Values fundamental to the new foundation we seek to build for our economy.
By the way, hit my patriotic music. Speaking of which, our everyday hero of the week. Would you like to know who? Christine Chris Lardner. Who's that?
Yes, who's that?
Thank you for asking, Jim. She is the woman that wrote to Obama complaining about her credit card company. Told the audience a mistaken charge by her daughter's college put her over the limit on her credit card, which hiked her interest rate to almost 30%. Imagine that, getting that in the mail. They said they were perfectly within their legal rights to raise our rate. Raising my rate to 30% is ludicrous and corrupt. I say rights like these may be legal, but they're ethically wrong. And she's the everyday hero behind President Obama. Getting something done on credit card reform. The everyday hero of the week, by the way, brought to you by GetAFreeNight.com. Visit GetAFreeNight.com for free. Offers over 400 hotels.
4,000 hotels.
Pardon me, did I say 4,000 hotels?
4,000 hotels.
4,000 hotels.
3 zeros.
Thank you. All right. Meanwhile, the Nancy Pelosi and torture debate heating up. Sean Hannity on that. Sean Hannity on the Nancy Pelosi.
Why does it not matter to you that Nancy Pelosi has shifted her story five times, dramatically. Mm. And why do you not want to know what she knew and when she knew it, considering she's been out there in the forefront calling this a crime, when in fact reports are that she not only supported it, but encouraged more types of enhanced interrogation?
Really? What? Based on what?
What? You? Excuse me. I meant that one.
You're lying.
That's actually what I meant.
You're a lying sack of crap.
Yeah, let's find out what she knew when she knew it. And everyone else involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I was saying, but I was told to shut up.
Releasing the prisoners from Gitmo, Representative Steny Hoyer.
We'll have to decide how we resolve this issue. It's a thorny one.
All right. And David, Pastor David writes, Steph, love your show. Congratulations on putting on one of the few talk shows that's truly worth listening to. You and the gang are sort of a twisted prairie home companion without the bluegrass and folk music.
You can always add that.
Thank you.
And I could start talking like an old guy from Minnesota.
No, then we'll sound like Bill Bennett's show. All right, let's check some entertainment news, shall we?
There's no business like show business.
It's time for Tinsel Talk. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie Miller.
Thank you very much. Our top story, Jay Leno announced that his final Tonight Show guest will be his successor, Conan O'Brien. He said, there's no laughs at 10 o'clock. To me, 10 o'clock is like the new 11:30. I hear so many young people. I got a carpool. I got to get up at 6. That's why he's moving to 10 o'clock. We have rest of Jay.
There's no laughs at 10 o'clock. There's absolutely no way anything could be funny before 11:30 at night. But according to research done by NBC, there are some losers who have to be in bed before midnight. Some people actually have to get up by 6 in the morning in order to get to work on them. 6 in the morning! It's a word for people who get up before noon. Losers! Hollow-eyed, emotionally unstable, borderline, psychotic zombie losers who have a closer relationship with their pets than they do with actual human beings. Losers whose idea of a night out is the early bird dinner at Sizzler. Pathetic, sleep-deprived vampires that sit in a room talking to themselves, performing so-called comedy routines before the sun comes up, like Rupert Pupkin in his basement. As if someone were actually listening. It's pathetic. You can't come up with jokes, great jokes, early in the morning. In fact, if you think you'd be funny in the morning, you are the joke. You can't come up with comedy gold like this.
Yeah, I went into a McDonald's the other day and I said I'd like some fries. And the girl at the counter said, would you like some fries with that? Here's something to think about. How come you never see a headline, Psychic Wins Lottery?
God won enough to vote you to give him his candidates. Another war-related casualty today. The French were injured when they tried to jump on a bandwagon. See, of course, the French, they lose wars and... you can't get comedy gold like that in the morning, is my point. That's my time. Try last night's leftovers. They're in the microwave.
Who's he talking about?
I have no
idea.
Tell
jokes in the morning. That's all for Tinsel Talk. I'm here all week. Tell your friends if you'd like more Jim Ward Balderall.
Check out Jim Ward's apocryphal but true, for which there is a tile ad on the Stephanie Miller website. Oddly enough, called StephanieMiller.com.
That's weird, 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 weird. Ted in Portland, another right-wing tool like Christopher. Hello, Ted.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Pelosi owes us all an answer to the question, did she ask whether or not torture was being used, waterboarding and these other techniques in these interrogation sessions? And if she
she was told it was not being used.
She was told it was not being used.
Yes, and she's asked for the briefing papers to be released, so
Yeah, I did not hear that part. I just heard her saying that she was told that they were part of their arsenal, but that they didn't say anything about whether or not they were.
Well, you cannot miss another minute of Stephanie Miller.
Have to see the briefing papers.
Newscast.
We are not using waterboarding. That's the only mention that they were not using it. And we now know that earlier they were. So, yes, I am saying that they are misleading, that the CIA was misleading the Congress.
Michael in Vancouver, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Stephanie. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thank you.
What I'm going to say is, I mean, no disrespect, because, you know, I love Americans. But all my life growing up, I've had to listen to, you know, how America is the greatest country on the earth, the land of the brave and the free. And, this, and you know, I've never really argued with that, but not because you got the biggest military, biggest economy, but because you have one of the greatest gifts ever given, and that's your Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the greatest documents ever written in history. And any single of your politicians who do not defend that document, I'm just blown away by how they get reelected. And,
like, you know, how the Bush administration wiped their ass with it? Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, clear cut. There's no question for Nancy Pelosi to take that off the table. I mean, all this stuff about waterboarding.
I agree with you on that.
That alone, just that alone, and any politician who did not support impeachment should not get reelected. And I'm just blown away by by why Americans
I know what you're thinking. What's that all about?
Defending their Constitution.
I couldn't wait to get to the "what's that all about" joke, could I?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You hoser.
I think that is the reason why I don't trust Nancy Pelosi. I haven't trusted her for the past couple of years.
Because of the
taking the impeachment off the table. Mm.
That's why you're parroting Bill Salmon on the O'Reilly Show, on her performance in the press conference.
Yeah, this was a disastrous press conference. Look at the demeanor alone, the nervousness,
the
inappropriate smiling at the wrong time, the flitting back and forth to the lectern. Let me read my statement. Where's my statement? My pages are out of order. People who have nothing to hide can speak from their heart. They don't need to go look at what page their statement is or what, you know.
Mm.
You just speak from your heart. She looked guilty as sin.
Ah, that's the important thing. Not that Dick Cheney's been on TV admitting he ordered the code red.
You ordered the code red. I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
Damn right I did.
He had a very convincing performance last time I saw him as an evil torturer.
So knowing about the torture is the greatest sin, not
that's
actually implementing it and ordering it.
Yeah.
Knowing full well that it produces bad information.
All right. Quickly back to Celebrity Stack. Guess who's probably going to move in next to me, Chris? Paris Hilton, because, as you know, I have the worst, loudest neighbors in the world. I have a boy band member with a screaming dog next door, and then I have the other. Oh, by the way, the other dog on the other side that barks all night?
Yes.
He's on wheels. We just call him Wheels, my friends and I. He's has some sort of back leg thing, but he does great. He loves it. But he's back and forth. You hear, like, wheels screeching and then barking constantly.
What a sad little neighborhood.
Oh, Paris Hilton already proving to be a bad neighbor in her new digs. She just moved into a new place in the Hollywood Hills and inadvertently sparked a vandalism spree when she threw herself a welcome back party.
Oh, boy.
Monday night. How about that, huh?
On a Monday night?
The Monday night blowout raged until 4 a.m.
Oh, good.
Just when I'm getting up. See, that's what she's going to be moving into me next door to me next.
Whatever.
You'd have to work, whatever that is.
Prompting Paris's new neighbors to call the police and complain about the noise. When they woke up the next morning, they had a bunch of cars had been egged.
Oh, no.
Two Bentleys, two Maseratis, and something else that I can't pronounce, that Bugatti something.
Whatever.
Bugatti.
Yeah. They've been keyed.
They're expensive.
They've been keyed and egged.
Keyed, that's worse than egged.
Keyed and egged.
Mm-hmm. Because they complained about the noise.
Apparently.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
All right. Guess what's made it good?
I'm guessing she's going to get a bill.
Guess what's made its debut? Bo the Beanie Baby! Bo! The presidential puppy Bo. Because they've been... Boy, that company cannot take a lesson, can they? Remember they came out with the Malia and Sasha dolls?
Yeah.
Until Michelle Obama threatened to open up a can of whoop-ass. Now they've come up with the Bo Beanie Baby.
Now the Michelle Obama doll. Can of whoop-ass sold separately.
By the way, can I just have an exciting announcement?
What?
My puppy, Oliver. Oliver, my new rescue puppy, 12-week-old Tibetan Mastiff.
Oliver!
Yeah, Great Pyrenees mix. He's house-trained.
So
I'm
going to
say,
quickly,
unless I find evidence to the contrary when I get home today, I'm just saying.
Have you looked under the carpets? Have you looked under the beds?
I have. Bo's the smartest puppy in the world, and I didn't use it great, so there.
You mean Oliver, not Bo.
Oh, Oliver.
Bo.
Yeah, pardon me.
Wow. Yeah.
Oliver.
You kidnapped the president's dog.
Oh, no. I don't know anything about that. All right. Let's see. Martin Scorsese, Jim, he's going to direct the Frank Sinatra movie. They have they're doing a biopic of Frank Sinatra. Leonardo DiCaprio is rumored to be.
I could see him playing young Frank Sinatra in the 40s.
You know what? His face is too round. They needed someone.
Well, looks like he's 12. I mean, they need someone with more gravitas to play Frank in the, you know, in later years.
In the mafia years.
Well, yeah, in the 50s when he was really in his prime.
Naked fat guy from Survivor is finally out of prison. He's in a halfway house now. Richard Hatch.
Okay.
Why are we still talking about him?
I don't really know. He was the one that didn't realize anyone at the IRS watches television. Oh, was I supposed to pay taxes on that?
Oops. Don't they hand you, like, a tax form when they give you the money?
I guess he wasn't that smart after all, was he? Okay, Jesus Luz, you know, he's the Brazilian boy toy,
yes.
The 22-year-old model that Madonna's dating. His father says that he and Madonna are getting married Kabbalah style. It's not really legal or
whatever.
Something, but it's a Kabbalah kind of ceremony.
They're kicking
thing.
It Kabbalah style?
Apparently.
Well.
He said, I have spoken by phone with Madonna, and she appears to be a normal and polite person.
Hi, I'm Madonna.
That's the first word that comes to mind when you think of Madonna. Polite. Polite, polite. Oh, is this perfect? I knew it. I told you.
What?
If Elizabeth Hasselbeck is not waking up in a cold sweat, Fox and Freaks is going to have Miss California as a guest host.
I believe it's called Fox and Friends.
Fox and Freaks. Okay. What's her name? Gretchen Carlson. Oh, she's sweating it.
Well,
Miss California.
She was a former beauty queen, Gretchen Carlson was.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Don't know if there's any side nip pictures.
You can be a life betch.
I don't know.
Give me any top betch.
Any side nip pictures that exist of Gretchen Carlson. However,
let's hope not.
They asked her to take the day off while they bring in Carrie Prejean, Miss California, for a one-day guest host.
Of sparks flying backstage.
Yikes.
But it's just for 1 hour, right?
Crockery.
Yes.
Okay.
On May 27th. That'll be,
Also two.
I'll say two one time. Oh, by the way, guess who has defended, Miss California?
Who?
Sarah Palin.
Oh, what a shock.
Sarah Palin released a statement. Oh, picked up by Fox News. Weird. Slamming the liberal onslaught of malicious attacks against Prejean. I can relate, she said, also to, as a liberal target myself, in addition. I'm just adding the words. If she were saying it, she would. What I find so remarkable, these politically motivated attacks fail to show that what Kerry and I believe is also what President Obama and Secretary Clinton believe, blah, 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 blah. I respect Kerry for standing strong and staying true to herself, not letting those who disagree with her deny her protection under the nation's First Amendment rights. Both of them with kind of a doughy understanding of the Constitution and the First Amendment. No one is taking away her First Amendment right.
Right. You have the right not to be persecuted by the government for what you say.
Right.
Our Constitution protects us all, not just those who agree with the far left.
It
Palin.
Doesn't mean you're
free
have to
from criticism.
Any disagreements, right?
Yeah.
Or criticism.
Also.
Once you open your
big the left in this country preaches tolerance until a conservative disagrees with them. And then all of a sudden they become scathingly intolerant.
Oh, whatever. All right.
That was Alex Castellanos.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, too, in addition, Sarah Palin.
Governor Palin, there has been quite a bit of discussion about your perceived lack of foreign policy experience. If you could please respond to that criticism and give us specific skills that you think you have to bring to the White House.
Well, I think that the opponents are going to be looking for a whole lot of things that they can criticize.
I believe that our education, like such as South Africa and the Iraq.
But as for foreign policy, you know, I think that I am prepared. Certainly we'll be ready. I have that readiness.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
I have found the right partner.
This team, South Carolina.
Can't you see the
Iraq?
Can't you just feel the
snow machine?
Yes, I'm gone to Carolina.
Oh, all the pageant girls. God bless them. 21 minutes after the hour. Back with more on the big torture debate, then the Truth Commission, as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God, I am already having a fantastic time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 26 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Kyle in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the smartest boy in class, says, Mama, such an interesting case the right and Karl Rove in particular are making. Simultaneously, they're saying we didn't torture, and Nancy Pelosi knew we were torturing.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. And Tommy in Columbus with a Lavort. Slowly I turn. The Pelosi story can be checked out by people who have corroborated what she said as per the CIA lying to her. Bob Graham's notes show the CIA has told people that he was briefed on days he was not even in Washington, D.C. And as someone said earlier, Russ Feingold talking about the exact same thing. Let's go to Jeff in Nebraska on Pelosi. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. Fox News is controlling the news cycle here. They say yellow cake. They run to the yellow cake.
No, Bush said yellow cake.
When they've lied, they say something so outrageous like the nuclear cloud, and they blow this nuclear cloud up that Bush said. Then the media follows the nuclear cloud without actually doing some investigative journalism to say, wait a minute.
I think the people at CNN and MSNBC would take issue with that.
Fox News was basically they were like the public relations arm of the Bush White House. So, yeah, you know, as soon as Bush said it, it became a fact on Fox News.
Well, they say something so outrageous, and they lie continually. Thank God we have you.
Thank you.
Thank God we have radio talk shows and things
Thank
like
you.
That.
Thank you.
To straighten it out, because they don't straighten it out on CNN. They don't straighten that out on other channels, ABC, the rest of them. All they do is bring on a pundit to mouth these words.
Right, so they can look fair and balanced. And like we always say, there's not two sets of facts. Mike in I was too chatty there.
Whoops.
But many more people want to chime in on Pelosi and the torture debate as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Suburban seventh graders have more sexual experience than you do.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Tanya in Cleveland on Nancy Pelosi. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, Stephanie. I think actually they were going to let this blow over, but that's why Obama said it was just a few people, and Nancy Pelosi just said her little thing. But then Cheney went on his Lollapalooza tour, and now he's making them have to backtrack what they said. It would have went under the rug. It would have been whatever. It was just torture. We needed it for the time. It was 9/11. But he's out there, and he's out there, and he's out there, and he's forcing them to come back with the truth now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, Dick Cheney is still talking. Why? Seriously. Why will he not drink a giant cup of STFU?
Because he's trying to taint the jury pool.
Yeah, but this isn't even about
someone,
that.
Someone posited that on Twitter. And
Decaf, STFU.
Well, and I honestly think he's trying to taint the jury pool.
Yeah, but this wasn't even about that. Dick Cheney says the only way for President Obama's diplomacy with Iran to work is if Obama threatens to bomb the country.
What?
Thanks. We had to let enough of your...
You are an idiot!
He said, we failed to recognize the fact that we're alone out there in terms of trying to achieve the objective of forcing the Iranians to give up their nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Everybody's in a giant conspiracy to achieve a different objective than the one we want to achieve, Cheney said. The negotiations to halt Iran's nuclear program are bound to fail unless we're perceived as very credible in the threatening to make Iran a parking lot.
Yeah, threats of annihilation work so well in diplomacy.
By the way, he was watching his demon seed, Liz, debate policy toward Iran at Rockefeller University. Liz said, if they believe the threat of military force is on the table, that's frankly the only thing I've seen that convinces them they better get serious about sanctions. Seriously, the stewards of the worst foreign policy in our history.
Lecturing other people.
Bush and Cheney. Oh, yeah, really? Is that what we should do? Thanks. How about you?
No, don't speak.
Please.
Don't speak.
Yeah.
Don't speak.
How about that?
Silence. Please. Silence. Don't speak.
Sean Hannity on the fact, Jim, that it wasn't the cherry picking of the intelligence that got us into the illegal and unnecessary war that's killed countless people. It's the
by specifically cherry picking and informing America's enemies of the techniques that we have used, and not telling the American people how effective it has been in terms of our national security and saving lives. Are we emboldening our enemies? Are we weakening our national security? Because this is a really serious charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did he have on the guy, the FBI agent, Chris, that actually interrogated Abu Zubaydah?
No,
he would have been been behind a black screen anyway.
Because then he would have learned something interesting. Like he was
said we got information until we started waterboarding,
right.
And then he stopped.
And then they conversely, they got bad intelligence, which they then used to justify the war.
Yeah, Hannity or Lincoln nor O'Reilly mentioned that fact.
Yeah, of course not.
Abby in San Francisco on Pelosi. Hi, Abby.
Hey, everybody. As Howard Feynman said last night on, I forget it was Keith or Rachel, follow the bouncing memos. Abu Zubaydah was tortured, was waterboarded 83 times in August 2002. Nancy Pelosi was briefed in September. So it almost
would be
doesn't
after the
matter
fact.
What she says, because it was done without...
Yeah, well, why didn't she go back in time if she, you see...
And you know what the main thing is? Torture is illegal. It's a war crime. Nothing else matters, really.
Yep, exactly. Thank
you.
Yeah,
but she was Speaker of the House, so... Oh, wait, that was later.
Mm-hmm.
She'd have gone back in a time machine as Speaker of the House.
As one of our right-wing callers tried to say.
Yes. They think that Nancy Pelosi does possess a time machine where she can magically just decide when she was Speaker, when she wasn't.
Could have enlisted Superman and Aquaman and the Green Lantern.
To stop the tort, yes.
Yeah. She could have had Superman fly around the world quick and reverse
time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Start spinning the globe the other way.
That's right.
Hello, Carol.
Totally common sense.
Carol in Seattle.
Hi, I just wanted to say that what they're doing is called projection. It's the art of blaming and accusing others for their own illegal actions.
Yep.
It's what Karl Rove does. He discredits people to camouflage and distract from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
He's the king of perception management.
Yep.
Right. Yep, absolutely. Let's go to Brian in Chicago on Pelosi. Hi, Brian. Welcome.
Hi, Mama. Hi,
Hello.
Luke.
Hello.
What was that about? This is Brian, the official black punk rock guitarist.
Oh, yes,
show.
Of course.
Yes.
How you guys doing?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things here. First things first, if we want to listen to the Republicans and kind of play out what they're talking about here. So what they're saying is that if she knew about it, that means that she's guilty of everything associated with it. But the problem is she didn't commit any crimes.
Right.
I mean,
play
this out the entire way. Let's say they came into her office and personally said, hey, Nancy, we're going to torture him right now. Is that okay with you? That's not a crime. I mean, the worst they're going to get is to make her look kind of bad. I mean, they'll make her look stupid and incompetent, but she's a liberal Democrat from San Francisco with a ton of money and big connections. She's probably not going to lose her seat. Meanwhile, we'll get, you know, Bush and Cheney and Ashcroft and Rumsfeld and Bybee and you. They're giving up a whole lot to make her look stupid for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, there you go.
I think they know that they're going down and they want to drag as many Democrats down with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it
or make them scared to investigate.
But
yeah.
It appears that she was informed after the fact.
Thank you.
So,
Greg in San Diego, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
And if she's telling the truth, she was lied to. She was told waterboarding was not used specifically. Hello, Greg. Yeah.
Hi, how are you doing? Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Ah, good.
I was just ignoring you briefly.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
that. That's all right.
I don't know if anybody mentioned it, but, you know, Boner's statement about not being unable to believe that the CIA would lie just conveniently ignores the fact that the director of the CIA, Richard Helms, was convicted of lying to Congress in 1977, and then, of course, later on was given a medal by Ronald Reagan for what he did.
Mm. Yep. All right. Thank you, honey. Let's go to Mike in Fort Lauderdale. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show on Pelosi. Hello, Mike.
Stephanie, you proved my point, and I'm with Chris on this. If she wanted to get the truth, she would go for impeachment.
Well, too late now.
Yeah, it is too late now. She made the absolute wrong choice back then.
Vince in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Vince.
Hello. I think Hannity was exactly right. They did embolden down the enemy by releasing all this stuff. And Jim's totally wrong. The Constitution does not cover torture.
What?
Jim didn't say
the Constitution covers torture.
The Constitution, what's that?
When did I say the Constitution?
Nobody,
You said it last week.
No.
And one of your last callers said that they wiped their butt with the Constitution.
The Bush administration did, yes.
Yes, they did.
That not specifically in reference to torture.
The Constitution doesn't apply to POWs. And neither.
But
the
Constitution. We're not talking about the Constitution. We were talking about the Geneva Convention.
The Geneva Convention doesn't count for the enemy combatants because they're not uniformed soldiers.
Oh, there's that talking point again.
That's completely untrue. It absolutely does cover that.
A guy that killed 3,000 Americans, I don't care what the hell.
So there are absolutely no rules of any kind if they're not wearing a specific outfit. That is absolutely not in the Geneva Convention. The people in uniform are not covered.
Then we can go all Jack Bauer on their ass.
What's that?
If they're wearing a diaper, we can go all Jack Bauer on their ass.
Hey, Jack Bauer on their ass. They killed 3,000 Americans.
Who did? Which one of the people?
Sheikh Geek Mohammed.
That's one person.
That's
out of
one person.
Many
tortured many
that are being
people.
Held without being charged at Guantanamo.
We only waterboarded three people.
You don't know. Oh, you know that to be true for a fact.
Well, that's what the memo says.
That's what you've been told.
All right.
Besides, it wasn't just waterboarding.
All right, Tule McTulerson. Let's go to Mark in Illinois.
You really think I'm like that guy?
No. He made you look really good. Okay.
Okay,
Mark,
thank you.
Mark in Illinois.
Hey, Boner, the CIA doesn't lie. When George Tenet said it's a slam dunk, he wasn't opposing waterboarding.
Yeah, exactly. You know the CIA never lies. That should be at the top of our list, making sure the CIA never lies. Steve in Orange County, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning, you guys. Two quick points. Is if waterboarding got any credible information as far as saving the U.S. or our allies or interests against attack, Cheney would be out on Fox television telling us every specific example. There's been nothing.
Yep.
And point two is you're right. Wing homophobe who was commenting about Chris's lack of military service. I believe during World War II, wasn't Ronald Reagan making movies with monkeys about the war?
Yeah, thank you. All right.
That sounds pretty gay.
42 minutes after the hour. Art in Chicago, my right-wing love muffin, wants to say Nancy Pelosi is a liar. We'll talk to him and much more. And the releasing the prisoners at Gitmo, it's a sticky issue. We'll get back with all of that on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 47 minutes after the hour. Just after the top of the hour, by popular demand, we will be re-airing the interview with the author of Jesus Was a Liberal.
That's right, Reverend Scotty McLennan.
Thank you. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll, free from anywhere. Let's go to Eric in Michigan on torture. Hey, Aaron. Oh, Eric, sorry.
Hi
Eric, go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
Go ahead.
I wanted to apply directly to this idea that the Constitution doesn't cover torture. Specifically, remember when the right wing went crazy when Barack Obama talked about negative liberties and how the whole concept of the Constitution, the American Constitution, what made it a unique document for the time was that we the people specifically only granted certain powers to the government, and that was the concept of negative liberties. If you look at the 9th and the 10th Amendment, they specifically say any power not specifically granted to the federal government is reserved to the people. Nowhere in the Constitution do we grant the power to torture. And in fact, if you look at the body of the document, no cruel and inhumane punishment, this type of thing,
right.
We specifically put restrictions on the behavior of the government.
Yep.
But we never, ever granted power to torture. So, yes, this right-wing talking point needs to die. The Constitution does specifically cover torture. We have always covered torture. George Washington, we know the history, don't beat up, don't hurt the British soldiers.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to pummel this idea, nip this idea in the bud, that torture is somehow allowable because of some sort of anything.
Yep, absolutely, honey. All right. So Congress inching toward a truth commission on torture. The problem, Congress in danger of losing control of its own investigations because of what's happening. Democrats are looking into the actual crime.
Mm-hmm.
What role did a handful of Bush administration people play in enabling torture? So Republicans, of course, trying to make it Nancy Pelosi, trying to make it, but the members of Congress, blah, 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 blah.
And Nancy Pelosi's not helping.
Other hearings and congressional probes, I don't think she could have been clearer that she was lied to by the CIA and that she said, release the briefing papers.
I want documents.
Other hearings and you're a right-wing tool. Other hearings
and congressional probes about wanting documents.
Other hearings and congressional probes lie ahead. A truth commission will ultimately be needed to get to the bottom of all allegations, said Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who ran the hearing the other day. The Gitmo debate, Jim, we've talked about this. Is it this is obviously a sticky subject because a lot of these people they didn't maybe want to kill us when they got in there. Now they do.
Sure.
Yeah. Now that we've been torturing them for quite some time.
Picked up because they were offered bribes. People were offered $500 to turn in somebody who had something to do with 9/11. And so, this guy over here.
Yeah. I mean, of all the legal thickets that the Bush administration has left, well, what do you do with this one? Did they really think that we could just hold people forever with no charges? That's the thing is that Republicans refer to all of them as terrorists. Like, we don't even know that. That's the problem. And by the way, Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican of Alabama, he says he's impressed with the tropic breeze at the beautiful Guantanamo Bay. That was what he brought to the debate and said Donald Trump might be too. He said the prisons wouldn't be treated any better in the U.S. and they wouldn't have that tropic breeze blowing like they do. It's a beautiful sight. If Trump had that sight, he could produce a resort that would be pretty remarkable. What?
You are an idiot!
That add to the debate.
It does nothing.
Senator Mitch McChinless on the...
Americans are worried that closing Guantanamo by an arbitrary deadline won't keep them as safe as Guantanamo has. And they're particularly worried about the administration's reported plans to transfer some detainees to detention facilities right here on American soil.
You know, and I understand the argument, not in my backyard, because nobody wants them in their backyard. But, you know, this is the problem now, is how do we ask other countries to take them without we're the ones that created this problem. Senator Kit Bond.
We are going to make sure that the bill, as it finally comes out, is clear that the detainees should not come to the United States.
So, George Bush making the original mistake, not the problem. It's a... Barack Obama grandstanding, according to Fred Barnes.
President Obama grandstanded in announcing that he would shut down Guantanamo, and he didn't have a plan for putting the prisoner somewhere. What he could have easily said or in the early days of his administration, just say, look, I'm going to close Guantanamo, but first I have to figure out and make sure I can put all these prisoners somewhere where they'll be no threat at all to the United States, and they won't be on U.S. soil. But he didn't do that. He announced it, and he was going to close Gitmo, and that would be done in a year. And now you have this horrible problem. And Democrats on the Hill, you see, they're fearful of one thing, and that is to have a single prisoner from Guantanamo be set on American soil. This is a huge issue, and it's a totally legitimate issue. It's not just something that Republicans have cooked up.
We have lots of very dangerous people in prisons on American soil.
yeah.
What difference does it make what soil they're on? They're going to be behind
imprisoned,
walls and barbed
wire.
And...
Exactly. All right. Art.
If they're on an island somewhere, they could get a boat, probably.
Yeah.
Didn't you see The Rock, for God's sakes?
Didn't you see Gilligan's Island? Oh, wait, bad example.
That's different. Yeah. Art in Chicago on Pelosi. Hey, Art.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's not so much about Pelosi. She's a downright liar, number one.
How do you know that?
How do I know that? By her eyes last night.
Oh,
okay.
And you can tell Dick Cheney's telling the truth,
come
right?
On. I was a guard prisoner in Kosovo, Korea. 1952 to 1953.
Great. And is what's your take on Dick Cheney? How did his eyes look?
I'm going to ask you a question. We did something.
Is Dick Cheney lying?
Huh?
Is Dick Cheney lying?
Is Dick Cheney lying?
Mm-hmm.
He never blinks.
He never blinks
so,
his eyes.
Oh,
so
I see.
So he's telling the truth.
Right.
She danced around like a. Well, anyway, I'm going to ask you a question about Kosovo. When I was prisoner, prison guard there.
Yes.
If the thing we did was. Wrong or right. Now, here's what we did. Orders came down. We had to get those prisoners out of Kosovo because we were having a prisoner exchange. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. That was a long time ago for me.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, so they wouldn't go. We fed them well. They were real happy. They knew that the MPs could not touch them, so we could not touch them, okay? So they said, how are we going to get these guys out of here so we can get some of our men back and exchange? So we got the bright idea, say, hey, wait a minute. So what we did, we took the two companies of the 23rd Division, two companies of the 2nd Army, and one company. I shouldn't say division.
No, company. No. All right. Oh, my gosh, Art. We're up against a heartbreak. I'm so sorry. Oh, my goodness. We hit a heartbreak there.
We lost his signal.
Oh, my goodness.
That newfangled telephone technology just.
What am I, Oliver North? What is this, war stories?
We can't bust heads like we used to.
Not play the onion belt.
We have our ways.
All right.
Well, you've got it.
One trick is to tell them stories that don't go anywhere. Like the time I caught the ferry over to Shelby.
All right, I've heard that one.
Okay.
Don't play the onion belt again. Okay. Oh, dear.
God.
Oh, Grampy.
There was a whole division on the way to Shelbyville.
Yes.
Or maybe it was a platoon.
I shouldn't say division. Jim, the other thing.
Dave in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Oh, you know, I'm being tortured by the logic of these right-wingers.
Yeah.
I feel absolutely. And Chris gets tortured every day having to watch those TV shows. But, hey, I got a question for you guys. Why is it that the most zealous anti-government white right-wingers are the ones that are now coming out and saying, government doesn't lie. You can believe them. Everything else, they say government's lying. But boy, when it comes down to this, nope, they're not lying. They didn't lie. It's Nancy Pelosi.
Yep.
Do you guys have a thought on that?
I'm sorry. I missed what you were saying. I was still stuck back in the onion belt story. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't know what you're...
All right. Let's go.
Boy, we don't even pay attention to our own show, do we?
John in Buffalo, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
The reactionary deviants that have been calling in and talking about the enemy combatants annoy the hell out of me. In the first place, kidnappees that were turned in for a bounty don't qualify as being combatants. And the second place, the fact that they have no uniforms is no justification whatsoever, because if you take a look at our history, the Continental Army did not have uniforms until 1780.
Thank you.
So that would justify waterboarding George Washington.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. All right. I'm sorry. I was distracted by some breaking news. By the way, GM has announced they're closing 1,100 dealerships across the country. That's bad news.
Following Chrysler, who announced yesterday they were closing like 789.
Yes. So. And a new swine flu outbreak has closed some New York City schools.
Oh, yes. Boy. And Arizona had its first swine flu death yesterday.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, that's still with us, even though we haven't been talking about it.
It's
still
but it's
with
so
us.
Unfashionable now.
And speaking of breaking news, oh no, a Republican has said something racist about somebody? He called Chuck Schumer a what? We'll tell you that when we... Oh, boy.
You'll fill us in after the top of the hour.
What an island of misfit toys this Republican Party is. All right, we will tell you about that. The Reverend Scott McLennan.
Scotty McLennan.
Mm-hmm. Author of Jesus Was a Liberal as we continue. And Fridays with Frangela. Jam-packed hour number three as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Frangela was on Oprah this week.
That's right.
We'll get all the gossip. Fridays with Frangela coming up in less than a half hour.
And I want to ask them what they how they feel about Danny Gokey getting the boot from American Idol.
We have all things politics and culture to talk about. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Crystal Boy, voice deity Jim Moore, to me, Stephanie Miller. New pictures of Oliver up there. Mommy's new rescue puppy. Mommy.
Oliver!
Mommy rescued Oliver from Gentle Giants Rescue, and he's the smartest puppy in the world. He's 12 weeks old. He's all house trained. He's a good boy. Oh, I'm sorry. What was I saying? Hey, important credit card reform going on in Washington. The president on that.
One in five Americans carry a balance that has been charged interest rates above 20%.
But the big story, the bombshell, Nancy Pelosi yesterday talking about the torture debate.
All the briefings that I have received at this same time, they were misinforming earlier.
Madam Speaker, just to be clear, you're accusing the CIA of lying to you in September
yes,
of 2002.
Misleading the Congress of the United States. They misrepresented every step of the way.
Nancy Pelosi loading the liar cannon yesterday. That's right, you heard her.
Liars. You're meddling in things that are none of your business.
You're a liar, honey. A dirty, rotten liar.
Oh, you're a liar. You're just a liar. You always were.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jim, I have a fun stack that does involve a groin injury. So
great.
Just for balance, I have found a America's Funniest Vaginal Mishaps.
Okay.
So I'll start with that one just for balance and detente here on the Stephanie Miller Show. Granny, 75, has vaginal surgery to snag young husband.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
Yeah, that's not a vaginal mishap.
It probably still stings for a day or two. A Russian grandmother has convinced cosmetic surgeons to give her a designer vagina.
A designer.
Exactly. To find herself a young husband. The 75-year-old woman said she wanted the trendy surgery to rekindle her sex life. Afterwards, she said she was happy with the results and felt like a young woman again.
Well, part of her did.
She has a designer vagina. Okay.
She's refreshed.
Okay. And this one, it's just because you thought it was an urban legend, but no. Snake in toilet bowl bites
man's...
Oh,
yeah, I heard about that. Jeez. Horrible.
A Taiwan, yeah.
Taiwan, yeah.
Oh, well, you have to expect that kind of thing in Taiwan. A Taiwanese man got the shock of his life when he sat down in the toilet bowl of his home. Oh, and a snake bit his yelp. Okay. The 51-year-old man was under medical care, I would think, with minor injuries after he sat down, and suddenly felt a knife-like pain in his sex organ. Instinctively, he stood up. When he looked down, he saw the big black and yellow reptile, reportedly a species of rat snake, in the bowl.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
He didn't check before he sat down?
That's not the kind of thing you're expecting, is it?
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, but, I mean, one tends to
unless
notice there.
Unless he popped up after he sat down.
Yes, he was probably hiding coiled down there. All right, and then maybe something fell on him and disturbed him. Or, you know,
whatever.
Well, let's not get into the details of this story, okay? At any rate, in a completely unrelated story, thank God someone found a theme song for our new series starring Dick Cheney.
He's the president in residence. He's kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, that's my dear. Like a car, that's the price of fame. When you're president, everyone knows your name. Hey, what's that there? It's my day. I can't believe he's actually in the White House. That's our man. That's my day.
That could also be the series for the Taiwanese man.
That was from Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Yes. There you go. Exactly. From the old series, That's My Bush. You
yes,
remember about the Bush administration.
Because the final episode of That's My Bush was retitled That's My Dick.
Uh-huh. Okie dokie then. All right. let's move on. You know, lots of folks wanting to reclaim their religion here in America. And one of them is a reverend. He's the reverend of religious studies at Stanford University.
That's right.
Exactly. And he's written a book that's...
What?
Who is it, Chris?
It's the author of Jesus Was a Liberal, Reclaiming Christianity for All, Reverend Scotty McGlennon.
What a coinky dink.
Good Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning.
We're so thrilled to have you.
Oh, my pleasure.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard someone say, you know, Jesus was a liberal.
Exactly.
And I thought, someone should write that book.
You hear that all the time.
Well, tell us, you know, what inspired you to write this?
Well, I've been concerned about how the press is constantly talking about the religious right versus the secular left.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of us in between. There's
yep.
lots of us
yep.
who consider ourselves religious moderates, mainline, liberal or progressive. And I also want to reclaim the word liberal. It's come on very hard times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's interesting, Reverend, we've just been having this torture debate, and it has been raised that Jesus, as someone that was tortured, I'm guessing would probably be anti-torture, don't you think?
Absolutely. If you think of what happened to Jesus, I would hope that would stop torture, you know, not all around the world. And it is astounding to me that we've gotten to a point where torture is permissible.
We should have tried that. Crucifixion. Good idea. Thanks, Rev.
Reverend, you know, I think this is the thing that a lot of us have been saying for years now, is why don't, you know, the religious, I guess, as you say, the religious right, as we call them in this country, why don't they ever talk about anything that Jesus actually talked about? I mean, you talk about in your book, the social issues, you know,
exactly.
the economic justice and environmental discretion, war, all, you know, how do you pretend that Jesus is on your side on that?
I mean, those are the big critical issues, and Jesus was clear about them, and so much time is spent on the religious right dealing with sexual issues. It seems to me that's all they care about, and I am very concerned that we finally get together. There are plenty of people on the religious right, obviously, as well as people on the secular left who are concerned about the big issues. Environmentalism is one where I think we're making some significant progress now with the National Association of Evangelicals, for example, that's made some quite bold statements
right.
in that area.
Right. Oh, I mean, you know, certainly we have Reverend Jim Wallace on, whom we love, and you know, even Rick Warren, you have to credit with starting to talk about some of these other issues, except, like you say, it's just for years it has been just abortion and gay marriage. That's it. And frankly, like you mentioned in the book, things Jesus never talked about. I mean, what do you think, with obviously the gay marriage topic heating up, how do we know what Jesus would have said, do we?
Well, we don't know, except for his incredible openness and tolerance and his ability to reach out to those who were socially oppressed at his time. So his reaching out to the tax collector, to the prostitute, to the adulterer, he was somebody who was generous always and open always to those who were oppressed, the foreigners, the Samaritan.
Right.
That used to be a bad word, not a good word.
Right.
So it's quite clear to me that he would be somebody who, since his basic concept was the critical
inclusiveness.
Force of love,
right.
yes, and inclusiveness, of course he would be in favor of gay marriage.
Well, Reverend, did you read the recent Newsweek cover that you know caused so much controversy, the religious case for gay marriage, which kind of makes, I think, the same point, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, that's the thing. I guess I've never gotten that. You know, people base their whole religion on this man, people that call themselves Christians. He never said a word about sexuality. That's what, and yet, why has that become their sole issue?
It is baffling. There's very little said in the Bible about homosexuality in general, just a few passages in the Old Testament and a few from Paul in the New Testament, and none of them referring to monogamous, adult, consensual relationships. So it is astounding, and I am quite baffled, honestly, as to why that's such a critical issue.
They do mention an awful lot about divorce, don't they, in the Bible? They do mention a lot about that being wrong.
There's a little bit, again, just a few passages.
Right.
And Jesus was concerned about the liberation of women in his time
mm-hmm.
and wanted to make sure that they weren't oppressed by being easily left by their husbands.
What a granola eater. But, you know, you talk about, there's been these studies recently, Reverend, where, you know, a lot more, you know, Americans are becoming just not religious at all. But I think you're right. It's because we've gone to this extreme with the religious right that I think a lot of people were just turned off by that, don't you?
Absolutely. And I want to open up dialogue with atheists, with agnostics, secular humanists, people who I think would be attracted to the message of Christianity if they didn't see it in these very stark conservative terms.
Well, and I think there just became a mean-spiritedness and an exclusiveness to the, you know, religious right in this country. As you say, they just got involved in politics and giving a lot of money to the candidates they wanted. And these two issues, you talk about abortion. You ask in the book, what would Jesus have thought about abortion? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's quite quite clear to me that abortion is a critical issue, obviously, in terms of the concern for the sanctity of life. And if I felt that life, in the sense of becoming a human person, occurred at conception, I would agree with people who are against abortion. But the biblical record, and certainly what I think Jesus meant, was that life begins at birth. We use, even evangelicals use the word born again, for example, to talk about becoming fully Christian. So the critical moment is birth. And before that, we have a potential human being, but not a human being. And that makes all the difference when you're talking about. Obviously, none of us want a great incidence of abortion.
Right.
And we should work together, conservatives and liberals, to reduce the incidence of abortion.
Absolutely.
But there are times where it's tragically necessary.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is fascinating, though, what you point out, that, you know, the two issues that they seem to have, you know, really, you know, run their whole movement around are things that Jesus never said anything about.
Not a thing.
What now? What about separation of church and state, which is also, you know, becoming a big issue with the gay marriage? What do you think? How do you think Jesus would have viewed the separation of church and state?
Well, ultimately, Jesus was killed by the state for being a political radical.
Right, right.
And so he was certainly engaged in political matters. He did talk about rendering unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God. But he was deeply involved in moral pronouncements that had an effect on the state. And so I don't begrudge the religious rights of getting involved in political issues. That's something that we in the religious left have done for a long time in terms of Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement and many anti-war activists who did it out of religious conviction.
Right.
But the matter is one of engaging in the political realm without trying to dictate just on the basis of your religion. You need to have a rational discourse where you have religious religion underlying but not dictating.
What do you think Jesus would have thought of Miss California, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, Jesus was a very open to women of his day who were considered on the margins, prostitutes, adulterers, etc. And he really went out of his way to have women as disciples, the first person.
So he may have included gay people and people with body parts not given to him by God in his big tent, is what you're saying.
It was a big tent.
What about what about modern science? Because that's the other thing that, you know, the religious right has become, you know, unfortunately, I think in many ways very anti-science, you know, things that actually would help people in their suffering, whether it's stem cell research or, you know, evolution. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's so many issues that, you know, they become also the anti-science side of the aisle.
I would think that Jesus was very open to the science of his day. There seems to be indications of that throughout the Bible. But I was struck hearing from the Dalai Lama not long ago when he was asked, what if Buddhist theology and Buddhist science of meditation and so on is found to be contrary to modern Western science? And he said, well, that's obvious. We have to change the Buddhism. So I think Jesus would be very much in that same camp.
Well, right. The point you make in the book about science and religion are compatible.
Of course.
And,
of course.
Yeah, but, you know, I just, you know, I love what you're doing with, you know, with this book, because I think that there is such a you know, as the president talks about a lot, there's a lot of what he ran on, don't you think, is common ground, that we can disagree without being disagreeable.
Yes, and to move to a postpartisan era, not only politically, but also religiously,
right,
to open up lines of dialogue. I
right.
want to be able to speak to the religious right.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and I kid about whether it's Miss California or, you know, we talked about abortion. I mean, look, there's a lot of people on the Democratic side that are very, and they're very emotional issues, and you have to respect, you know, how people feel. So I think even the Miss California, and you're not mocking her for what she believes, you know, that's fine. I disagree with her, but, you know, I think that's part of the dialogue and moving forward.
Right. Absolutely.
If only someone were written a book, Jesus was... Oh, you did! Jesus was a liberal, reclaiming Christianity for all. The Reverend Scott McLennan, thank you so much for taking time for us.
Thank you.
There goes the very good Reverend.
I like him a lot.
He is the Reverend character in Doonesbury. A little fun fact about the good Reverend.
Honestly, I haven't read Doonesbury in about 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think that was before my time.
Okay. Republican rebranding! Oh.
It's not the same since Bush is gone.
We'll tell you the latest in the Republican rebranding, including... Oh, the sort of racist name that a Republican called Chuck Schumer.
Huh. Oh, yeah, you teased that at the end of last hour.
Mm-hmm. I'm reteasing as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
My word, what a gorgeous way to wake up.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 25 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Alex Castellanos. On the Situation Room on that. How's that going for you, that GOP rebranding thing?
America doesn't need Republicans to be Democrat-lite. You need to draw a difference. And Republicans have principles. You know, we don't need to be light beer. We just need to be a better beer.
Beer.
Yeah. A really, really dark beer.
Beer.
Except you're a really bad
a
beer
dark
now.
Dark, torturous beer.
Actually, a GOP would be a really light beer. You know, because not a lot of dark in that party.
All right. Hey, here's how they're going to win sense. Hearts and minds. The Republicans only announced candidate running against Senator Blanche Lincoln, the Democrat of Arkansas. Doesn't look so ready for prime time.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas State Senator Kim Hendren, he referred to New York Senator Chuck Schumer as that Jew.
That Jew?
During a speech.
Oh, that Nazi. It's hilarious.
Love that Jew. That's my Jew.
I love this. Turned to a speech to Republican Party activists where he thought he had an audience. You know I'm talking about, that Jew.
He's Jew-boy. You know what I'm saying? Hey! You know what? There's cameras and tapes rolling? Oh, boy. That's bad.
After he drew a criticism, this is always the more entertaining part, his explanation to a Republican blog sounded even worse. At the meeting, I was attempting to explain that unlike Senator Schumer, I believe in traditional values like we used to see on the Andy Griffith Show, where they didn't have none of them yahoos.
Ain't no Jews on the Andy Griffith Show.
I made the mistake of referring to Senator Schumer as that Jew, and I should not have put it that way.
You are.
As this took away from what I was trying to say, and that is that there weren't no yahoos on Andy Griffith. He went on to say he will be making many more verbal gaffes during the campaign. What? And that's the best they got.
That's
the
something to run on. Vote for me. I make verbal gaffes.
He said, I ought not to have referred to it at all. When I referred to him as Jewish, it isn't because I don't like Jewish people.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't have gotten into this Jewish business.
You're right.
All I'm saying is, you know, things.
Oh,
yeah.
So. What was the point of calling him that Jew unless there was code for something that your constituents...
He says he's sorry he got into the whole Jewy business.
Yeah.
He didn't know what the hell... What?
He's sorry he got some Jew on him.
Oh, dear God.
Oh.
What a little island of misfit toys.
If there's more than one syllable in the word Jew, then you know...
Yeah.
There's
28 minutes after the hour.
Something behind that.
Frangela was on Oprah this week, and now they're right here on...
Stephanie Miller.
Woo! We'll hear about all that as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh my God! You are so funny! You are so you for being so funny!
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. By the way, Monday, big day.
What?
In
why?
The history
what?
Of the Stephanie Miller Show.
What? Why?
You'll find out Monday.
Oh.
Why would I tell you? That's exactly what you'd be expecting.
Well, I already know.
33 minutes after the hour. Just play along.
Okay, sorry.
1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. You know, only one thing you need to add to the party now. It's Friday, and what? Who is it, Chris?
It is Angela V. Shelton and Frances Callier, otherwise known as Frangela.
They're on Oprah!
Hey! Hey! Open up!
Yes, baby!
Open up! They got it, Frangela!
Fresh from the Oprah Winfrey Show,
yeah.
Slumming on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know what? This is our home.
This is our home. But can you feel an Oprah wafting off us? Just wafting off us.
There's no place like home, but you got some dollar bills falling off you. From...
Oh, in my little ghetto apartment building, I am the queen. All day long.
Now, explain to Mama, because, you know, I stopped understanding the electronic gadgets right after the my 8-track.
Right, right.
Went out
well,
of style.
You know, there hasn't been much since then.
You
there
were really on the Skype. Yeah, exactly.
Skype. Yes. Yeah, we Skyped in on Oprah.
Yeah, the Skype.
She doesn't like that. You can't Skype in on Oprah.
Well,
you can't sneak
is,
up
I'm gonna
on
tell
her.
You, the problem with Skyping on Oprah is there is no gift under your chair.
That's right. True.
Because you're at
Can
home.
Did I ever tell you my story real quick? Because it reminded me of, I went to the Obama party at her Santa Barbara house.
Ooh.
And I was talking to Gail because I used to co-host one day a week with Gail on the Oxygen.
Oh, wow.
And so she was right next to Oprah. So I thought, oh, I'll just say hi to Oprah because I met her, you know.
Right.
I was talking to Gail. And the security guards like literally almost like broke my neck. They're like, not from behind. Don't approach Miss Winfrey from behind. I was like,
you know what?
I'm sorry.
That's a real woman right there. Let me tell you, I'm like that too.
So you can't Skype in on Oprah, not from behind.
No, I'm like that too. I don't like people walking up behind me, and I don't like them looking at me too hard. It's a Detroit thing. I don't.
Yeah. Taser, and you get a taser, and you get a taser.
I know, and I had the power of Gail. Hello, I was like a magic shield. I'm like, what? I'm talking to Gail. I know Gail.
No, Gail, don't approach her from the back.
That's right.
Gail's like, get on that periphery.
That's right.
Get on that periphery if you can. Make a warning shot.
Yeah, she made a point of saying on stage that everyone had to pay to get in. She said, I even made Gail King's children pay. That's what she said.
That's right.
That's how it works.
That's how you gotta roll with Oprah, you gotta pay.
You gotta know how to roll.
So now, explain Skype to Mama and then tell me about what happened with the
this
Oprah.
This is what I don't understand about why people like the Skype so much. Isn't it just video conferencing?
Yeah.
Why is it like, ooh,
Skype.
I don't.
And you get a Skype, and you get a Skype.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, there's a camera somewhere else.
Yeah.
But they, you know, I guess it's, I don't know if it's better in real time or something.
Well, the phone call is free, it's so I, Oprah, right. Oprah is really down for that.
So it's like a... Oh, is that a joke about Oprah's cheapness?
Oh, and Oprah likes it because then you don't have to be in studio with her.
Right.
Yeah,
she's
so like, you don't
Oprah
have to approach
so
her.
We were so close to being there.
We were so close.
They worked out this really cool bit where we were going to have like everything from the Oprah store, you know, and be sitting there with like Oprah'd out.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so, because they called us on the Monday before we taped it.
Uh-huh.
Then we taped it Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, almost.
Yeah,
oh.
Like, Oprah loves Listen, Skyping, so go ahead and we're going to Skype you.
That's
I got to
really
tell
fun.
You, it is too intimidating. You were lucky to do Skype because I only met her the once. And I, you know how like when you know you're going or you're for months, right, thinking here's what I'm going to say to Oprah.
I'm going to review my manners. I'm going to review my table.
I get what chance. And I worked for her. So I'm like, oh, boy, this better be good. And literally, you remember what I said, Chris. What did I say?
I
said flan. Yeah. It was something like that.
I got to see her office.
Did you?
Really?
Yes. They're moving
that to the Smithsonian, I think. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No, I dated a producer for the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Oh.
Wow. Tour of
That's
it.
The
so,
way in.
Yeah.
So you will your way to the top, essentially.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Or at least to Oprah's desk.
He still wakes up in a cold sweat at the visual of me straddling him wearing a cold cream and curlers and going, Mia, you're fired.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's
called creating a safe workplace environment.
That's what they're keeping your job.
Yes.
So what did you talk about with the Oprah on the Skype?
Well, it was a show that featured Monique, Dane Cook, and George Lopez.
Okay. Comedians, yes.
Comedians, and it was about stand-ups and stuff. So we were her, like, backup and black-up, like we are for you.
Yeah, we were the peanut gallery.
I'm guessing that fill-in for Oprah pays a skosh bit more than...
I don't think we're getting paid. No. I think we got paid in Black Woman Joy.
Did you get paid in swag at least?
I'm hoping.
We're
checking that mailbox every day. Grabbing my little postman every day and be like, not today.
Not seriously, nothing from Oprah.
I'm looking for something from Oprah. For Oprah?
Get away from the mailbox. Did you see Oprah apologize recently to James Fry? For slamming him on her TV show. You remember that. That was uncomfortable.
Yes.
Awkward.
I didn't realize she apologized. Do we make Oprah apologize for
I don't know
how
why.
She said she was meditating and it just came to her that she needed to apologize.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, because that was the bitch slapping of all time, wasn't it?
It was.
But, you know, it still got to feel good. know what I mean? Like, I know this sounds like a beaten down foster child, but any love is good love from Oprah.
It doesn't matter what she says.
A bad touch is a good touch. You don't care. She can beat me and I'd be like, yeah, I lost a tooth, but to Oprah.
To Oprah.
Not the usual, just assailant.
Well, I was telling you, I've told this story at the Santa Barbara party. You couldn't get anywhere near her house. You know, no, mm-hmm. everybody only went so that you could see the $50 million Oprah house.
Duh.
But, and I would have risked having her shiv me, you know, just
exactly.
to, because
oh.
I would have been like, yeah, but I got shivved by Oprah for mm-hmm. climbing
see,
over the wall.
It. Yeah. It's worth it to even let you bleed a little longer.
Don't
sew it up
Oprah
yet.
Oprah stuck that in there.
Don't sew it up yet.
But Stephanie, you could even be just like, oh, I just have to go to the bathroom in Oprah's house.
Oh, no, see, that's why she thought of that in advance. She had the porta-potties. And they were some fancy porta-potties, got to say, but still.
You know what? That's what we did to you when we were at your house.
Yeah.
When we went all through your house.
All through your
house. Yes, my house is just like Oprah's.
So I bet you it's the same basic layout.
You guys would have loved that party. Stevie Wonder performed and... Yeah, and I danced, and I feel that the black people were laughing at the white people dancing to Stevie Wonder at Oprah's.
No,
they
I'm
were,
sure they were.
They were looking
no.
at it with some amount of pity.
That was, you know what? I'm sure that they felt they were grateful for your efforts.
Yes. You took the time.
They were just like, no. You don't have to do that. No. You don't have to dance.
No, really.
Just do your little step to the side thing that y'all like. That step to the side thing.
Have you seen the bar? Just Well, clearly you have, judging by the way you're dancing.
All right. Now, Chris has a pop culture question for you. There's apparently some big doings on the American Idol.
What do you think about Danny Gokey getting the boot?
I am so happy.
I am too.
Yes. Francis is thrilled.
Hallelujah. Danny Gokey is gone.
Yes, and we don't have to hear about his wife anymore.
What did he ever do to you?
Let me tell you something. He annoyed Francis like no other Idol contestant has.
First of all, his name is Gokey.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I was over him, and I was like, yeah. They kept showing the sad pictures of his deceased wife.
Yeah.
I mean, every week.
I'm trying to milk that. Yeah, I'm sad for his.
It.
I'm sad for his dad, dead wife.
I'm
but
so sad.
Quit milking it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mm. Thank you. Okay. And Adam
Y'all
Lambert is so much better.
Yes, he is. Mm.
So much better.
You're unnaturally exercised over the show, you two.
Oh,
seriously.
Well, Stephanie, it is the number one show in America.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you know, I watch every...
Never.
Yeah, every never.
Every never.
Every
no,
never.
I'm with you, Mama. I'm not into it either. I don't understand watching people do stuff badly.
Francis is just in a mood since... it's like so entertaining to see when they come in because they start bickering. And
yeah.
Francis, being a mom, well, what was she doing? She won't let you... She keeps slapping your hands like...
Oh, no. Francis is a control freak.
No,
okay.
I'm not.
Yes,
I'm not.
Trying to plug in the headphones, and she's doing that thing where she keeps trying to take it out of your hand. Like,
yeah.
She's trying to grab it away from you. Her hands are dodging all around mine.
Yeah, like, you can tell she's the mother of a toddler. She's like, don't touch that.
Just let me do it. I'm like, I can do it.
You know, Francis, I have some advice for you because my mom was like that, and look what I grew up to be.
Growed up?
Exactly. See, I don't even have proper grammar. No, but she would never let me do anything either, and so consequently, I can't do anything. I can't cook, I can't sew, I can't do anything. She's like, oh, just get away. You don't know. I'll do it.
These aren't useful skills.
Well, at least now you can hire people to do it for you.
That's the point.
Yeah.
She did give me
point.
That skill.
There you go.
You can say, fix that.
That's right.
Excellent parenting.
That's the old saying. I never learned to type, so I don't have to.
See?
All right. 42 minutes after the hour, back with all things politics, pop culture, and torture. With Fridays with Frangela as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, it's a cross between beautiful and gross. I want to cry and vomit.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
My body stays vicious. I be up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. They wanna drink of what I got.
Steffi.
Hold up.
Check it out.
Okay. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. We are knee-deep in Fridays with Frangela, 47 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. You know, every party's got its pooper, and today it's Joe who writes, say what you want about Oprah. When it comes to critical thinking and reasoning skills, she's a poor role model.
What? Are you kidding me?
Oh, you don't go to Oprah for critical thinking.
No, he didn't. I'm sorry. How many sexual predators have you caught?
Yeah.
I mean, and, please.
And how much money does he have?
I was just going to say.
How many schools have you built in Africa?
If she did have those skills, she'd make some money.
Clearly.
And how many people did you help get elected president?
That's right. Obama's president. Why? Because Oprah said so.
That's right.
Hello. That's just hateration.
I said that early on.
That's hateration.
I said that early on in the campaign that was the turning point. I'm like, we are America, and we do as Oprah tells us.
Well, I was like, why hasn't she gotten involved sooner? I wouldn't have had to think so much. You
see,
know?
Because she lacks those critical thinking skills.
Is that what it is? I don't know how you say one of the richest, a black woman who's managed to become one of the richest people in the world and in this country. Mm-hmm. Has no critical thinking skills.
Yeah. She had every advantage. She's black, she's a woman, she's overweight, and on television, you know.
Right. She grew up poor and a horrible childhood.
Molested.
No critical thinking went into that.
No.
She just dumbed her way into it.
That's right. Just
that was
lucky that
was one affirmative action hire there.
Oh, yeah. Just dumb somehow.
All right.
Don't hate.
All right. By the way, so you heard the bombshell, right? The Nancy Pelosi accused the CIA of lying to her.
We are not using waterboarding. That's the only mention that they were not using it. Mm-hmm. And we now know that earlier they were. So, yes, I am saying that they are misleading, that the CIA was misleading the Congress.
Not
by the way,
CIA.
Abu Zubaydah was waterboarded in August. She was briefed in September. So see, she should have gotten in the time machine and gone back. And that's why it's her fault.
I'm so sick of people trying to justify not investigating crimes.
Yeah.
I do not understand the logic behind. I'm like, fine, if you find out she's guilty, that's what the investigation is for.
Yeah.
You know, don't show CSI. Get the cast of one of them to do it. I just want somebody to do it. David Caruso can do it. I don't care. Investigate. And then you'll know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why she's saying release the briefing papers.
Release it.
Do the truth commission.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You do the investigating, and then we do the trial, and then we do the punishment.
Well, see,
listen, you guys are all on fire because you just came from the Dexter set, and you are obsessed with the HBO series Dexter.
Showtime. Showtime.
Sorry.
Love it. Love it.
I have a friend obsessed with that, too. That is creepy.
It's so good.
He's a good serial killer.
He's very good.
He kills bad people.
That's right.
Look at you. See, like, you're not a moral relevantist.
No.
It's okay.
No.
It's okay if they're bad people.
Yeah. No, it's not that I'm against hurting people. Don't get me wrong. Some people need to be hurt.
Right.
I'm just saying that the laws don't, you know what, that I'm not in sync with the laws on this issue. That's why I don't do it.
Right?
My personal feeling is, yeah, some people need to get smacked. I understand, but that's not how we roll.
That's not how we roll. We follow the law.
It's the law.
Stephanie Miller Show would like to reiterate that is not how we roll. The opinions expressed by Frangela are not necessarily endorsed by the Stephanie Miller Show.
Now, everybody here knows somebody needs to get smacked.
Yeah.
You know, just once. It doesn't have to be like you enjoy it.
No,
you know.
Just one good time.
One good time. But you can't do it.
Teddy in Minnesota on torture. Hello, Teddy.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I know, guys, I'm tired of Cheney, all these people coming out and saying torture worked. But, you know, somebody should ask him, where is Bin Laden? Isn't the guy that we tortured like 1,000 times, isn't he one of Bin Laden's main guy?
Yeah, if it works so well, where the hell's...
Know some kind of, you know, where he is? Or
yeah, exactly. Where the hell's Bin Laden if this torture works so well?
Yeah, I don't understand why they keep wanting to bring up games they lost. Yeah. They're like, you know what I mean? Like, we weren't successful here. So let's talk about it. Like, you failed.
Yeah.
You failed here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, how does anything you have to do 183 times work? I mean, it's like, you know, I'm a slightly hairy woman, and so it's like armpit shaving. It doesn't work. You have to keep doing it.
Right.
Over and over and over and over.
Did you really need to disclose that?
I mean, in the morning you do it, and then in the afternoon,
we're
bing,
sharing
bing.
Their back.
Oh, my God.
Just saying. I could have picked another area. I'm just saying.
That's true. Shoot, that was a kindness.
That was a kindness. And I love the
Thank
sound
you.
They make. You're unarmed.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing.
That must be distracting if you go to a movie.
Well, listen, girls, when you get to be a certain age, you also get them other places.
Oh, wow.
Those
you get your lip waxed, don't you?
I was actually speaking of the areolas, but you know what I'm talking about.
Beth,
I've heard
what
of
the hell's that?
I've heard of this. I've heard of this.
You have hairy nipples?
Not anymore.
We've shared it. We should go on over more.
But my point is, you have to do it like at 183 times a month. Like, where do they come from? I thought that bastard was gone.
We're sharing a lot.
A lot.
Today.
A lot.
I'm sorry.
You're part Bigfoot, aren't you?
All right, the important thing on the torture debate is we are going to get Frangela a role because, you know, they are wildly popular movie stars from He's Not That Into You and other films.
Right.
He's Just Not That Into You.
Same thing.
We're going to get you a role in our new Dick Cheney sitcom.
He's the president in residence. He's kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, that's my dick. Life is hard, that's a part of fame. And your president, everyone knows your name. Hey, what's that thing? It's my dick. I can't believe he's actually in the White House. That's our man. That's my dick.
Oh! Coming this way. I just give anything to see them on Skype with Oprah promoting that.
You know what? That would be a good reality show.
Yeah.
Really?
Life with followed by Shaft.
Brought to you by the makers of Shaft. That's funny.
And head of the class.
You know his family's probably finding secret memos all over that house.
Totally.
Like looking for sugar and be like, here's some more daddy secret memos.
Really?
Could you find a place for these? Oh, that's a fun show.
Tim and Madison on Frangela on the Oprah. Hello, Tim.
You guys look great on Oprah, by the way.
Thank you.
I did watch. Now, can you start dressing Stephanie so when she goes on TV, she looks good?
Oh!
What was that?
Mama looks good, Dad.
What did you say?
What did you say? I said you need to start dressing like Frangela.
Oh.
You look good when you're on TV.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that, but screw you.
No problem. I'm sorry. I'm hearing about your hairy nipples, and I'm getting really scared, and now just I don't know what to do.
I will be on CNN's Reliable Sources with Howard Kurtz this Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern, and I will be fully clothed, so you won't be able to see
the... That's good, because I do not want to see hairy nipples.
Okay. Right.
You don't know yet. You don't know.
About.
Stop saying hairy nipple.
You know what? Girl, we'll take you to Torrid. It's clothing for the corpulent, and
yes.
That's where we get our clothes.
Yes.
And you'll enjoy it. We'll get you an outfit.
Thank you.
Now you're going to be swimming in it, but we're going to get you...
We just want to make sure every inch of the hairy areolas are covered.
You know
okay.
what? I think we're going to go to an endocrinologist right after the show.
Yes.
Let's go check some things out. Because I think there's a regulatory problem inside.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm not myself this morning. They raised my credit card interest rate to 500%.
Raising my rate to 30% is ludicrous and corrupt. I say that rights like these may be legal, but they are ethically wrong.
Okay. And then we had usury laws, but what's it like over 30 states have gotten rid of them?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
How do you think the Republican rebranding is going, by the way?
Oh, they're doing a really killer job. Don't you think so, Francis, really?
I mean,
I'm seeing young people, old people in a coma. Everybody is like, let me take a look at the new Republican Party.
In their new bid to be inclusive, did you hear the story? The one of a Republican called Chuck Schumer that Jew?
No, Stephanie.
Now it's just getting masochistic. It's they're determined. Somebody needs to pull them aside and be like, look, just take a couple weeks off.
Really?
Just take a vacation, maybe talk to somebody, you know, get your feelings out, and then come back and try again.
Dave in Chicago on the GOP rebranding. Hey, Dave, you're on with Frangela.
Hi, Stephanie. Yeah, if the Republicans are ready for the rebranding, I've got this big fire going here and this giant iron poker. All I need is a sign that says, stand here, drop your drawers.
See, I think that's proof that it isn't going well. Because that sounded violent.
Yeah.
Come on, they had the 50 white guys in the pizza place and they came up with free twisty bread. Something.
And all the sarsaparilla you can drink.
They need one of them like corporate team building retreats.
Yeah, really.
That's what they need. The Republican Party.
Do a trust wall.
Trust wall.
But then
trust
wall. Running into walls.
I know. Paintball.
Yeah.
Free paintball. Nice. Kevin in D.C., you have a brief opportunity for phone sex with Frangela. Go.
All I can say is, hey, Frangie, baby, I can't do my best work in 5 seconds, but love you on Oprah. And hope to talk to you again another time.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you for watching. And we did harass people into it, so thank you.
All right, baby. Oh, Kevin.
Frangie.
Kevin.
Frangie.
Nice.
When will those clouds all disappear?
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's nice.
You know, if you're like Oprah and you want to know about all things Frangela, you can go to Frangela.com.
Yes, you can.
Because I can barely keep up with them. That's how I find out of what's happening with Frangela, Frangela.com.
Exactly.
All right. And don't forget, next week on the show on Tuesday, my friend Larry King.
Ooh.
For the hour. Ooh. I've been waiting to say that my whole life.
That is not
hour. For the hour.
Great.
Have a great weekend. I'd like to thank Chris LeBoy, Jim Ward, and Rebecca Baker. Don't forget, Monday, big day. B be here for the big announcement as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.